USA Radio News with Dan Naraki.
Officials in all 50 states are working on ways to protect their state capitals after the FBI warned that armed protests are possible in all state capitals ahead of the presidential inauguration. Georgia State Patrol Colonel Chris Wright says officials in his state are working on ensuring safety while making sure everyone's allowed to express their First Amendment rights.
We just need to make certain that everyone understands that we certainly respect everyone's First Amendment right to peacefully protest, as the governor said, but we will not tolerate unlawful or violent behavior in this state.
And the House has passed a resolution calling on Vice President Mike Pence to remove President Trump from office via the 25th Amendment. Pence sent a letter to the Speaker of the House, Nancy Pelosi, earlier on Tuesday, saying he has no intentions of removing the president. He said that move is not consistent with the Constitution. This is USA Radio News.
For 3 years, you've heard me talk about MyPillow and the MyPillow Premium Pillow and how I get the best night's sleep of my life, how they don't go flat. They are washable and dryable and made in the USA. And it continues the MyPillow Premium Pillow Special for Mike Lindell. A standard or queen-size premium MyPillow, $29.98. You're saving $40. King-size pillows, only $5 more. 60-day money-back guarantee, 10-year warranty, made in the USA. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the radio listener square, use my promo code USA, or call 1-800-951-8175. And while you're at MyPillow.com, check out all the deep discounts on all the other MyPillow products. MyPillow.com, click on the radio listener square, use my promo code USA, or call 1-800-951-8175.
Casino magnate Sheldon Adelson has died. Lance Pry has the story from the USA Radio News West Coast Bureau.
Sheldon Adelson, an American businessman, investor, philanthropist, and conservative political donor, died Monday night. Mr. Adelson was the founder, chairman, and chief executive officer of Las Vegas Sands Corporation, which owns the Marina Bay Sands in Singapore, and the parent company of the Venetian Resort Hotel Casino, the Sands Expo and Convention Center, and the Las Vegas Review-Journal newspaper. Forbes listed his wealth at nearly $35 billion. Complications from non-Hodgkin's lymphoma treatment is listed as the cause of death. He was 87. From the West Coast USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Lance Pry.
And divers have recovered the black box of an Indonesian passenger plane that crashed into the Java Sea over the weekend. Investigators hope to find out what sent this Sriwijaya Air jet into the sea with 62 people aboard. Searchers say they also hope to retrieve the cockpit voice recorder soon, as they've been tracking the signal from its beacon to an area close to where the black box was found. This is USA Radio News.
At the American Veterinary Medical Association annual convention in Washington, D.C., I spoke with Dr. John Howe, AVMA president, about One Health.
One Health is really a collaboration between physicians and veterinarians or public health officials. For example, in Minnesota, our state public health veterinarian deals with zoonotic diseases, rabies, for example. Animals are sentinels for humans, and humans are sentinels for some infections in animals.
There's more valuable information at avma.org.
President Trump visited the town of Alamo, Texas on Tuesday to mark the completion of 450 miles of wall on the southern border. He also touted the accomplishments of his immigration policies.
In every region that we've built the wall, illegal crossings and drug smuggling have plummeted, absolutely plummeted. In the Rio Grande Valley, crossings have dropped nearly 80%. In Yuma, Arizona, illegal entries have been slashed by 90%. Nationwide, ICE and Border Patrol have seized over 2 million pounds of fentanyl, heroin, meth, and other deadly narcotics, saving thousands and thousands of lives. We've arrested nearly 500,000 illegal aliens with criminal records, some with very serious criminal records of the type you don't want to know about, like murder. We removed nearly 20,000 gang members from the United States, including 4,500 members of MS-13, probably the worst gang of them all. Through the landmark reforms we've put into place, we have ended the immigration chaos and reestablished American sovereignty.
And YouTube is the latest social media site to suspend President Trump's account. The company announced Tuesday that his account would be prevented from uploading new content for a minimum of 7 days. YouTube says the channel received a strike for violating company policy in light of concerns about the ongoing potential for violence. For USA Radio News, I'm Dan Naraki.